Kavana ve bracha. Person has to have intention to understand what he's making a bracha.
צריך להיזהר מאוד אמירת הברכות.
A person has to be very careful when he says blessings, ברכות.
שידע איזו ברכה הוא צריך לברך. Before he makes the bracha on something, he has to know what's the bracha that he's going to say. Not to say ברוך אתה השם יכולם. No, he has to know beforehand what the bracha that he's going to do. ומה סיום הברכה שצריך לסיים בה? How do you end it? בורא פרי הגפן, בורא מיני מזונות. They know the bracha before?
Sure.
Some things are confusing sometimes. Today I made my wife a breakfast. Or I ate it myself too. I put Rice Krispies and quinoa crispies. Quinoa, whatever they're called.
Quinoa.
Yeah? And an apple. And shamanet.
And what?
Shamanet, sour cream.
Okay.
And now what bracha do you make in this mixture? I have an apple in there.
Well, apples are ma.
Apple is
eight.
Yeah, but it's all mixture. I can't recognize each one.
Maybe
it's mezonot.
You have the
mezonot
in there?
It's mezonot. There's no grains.
No mezonot.
It's mezonot, but it's not a grain.
You have rice cakes, which is puffed rice.
Mezonot is not a grain.
Yeah,
but it doesn't cover.
No.
Doesn't cover the quinoa. Why? Adama. Because it's not one of the five grains. Only if it's one of the five grains and it's a mixture, it covers everything else, even if it's a minority.
You said the donuts over the rice cake.
Can
you have mind to cover
that? Cover what?
It's rice.
It's a different bracha.
Quinoa, quinoa, whatever it is.
It's a different bracha.
Rice is not one of the five grains.
Yeah. Adama. Quinoa is Adama. So, Lemaise, in that case, you go with the majority of what you have. And most of it was rice krispies. And rice krispies are boiled in mezonot because they cook them first. So that's enough. If it's all mixture, you make boiled in mezonot.
Rice krispies is powdered rice.
No, I don't know. In Zot HaBracha, he writes that they first cook the rice. And therefore, it's mezonot.
They cook it with steam.
No, they cook. Then afterwards they puff it. That's what he writes in Zot HaBracha. Yeah.
It's a rice flour that they use in rice cookers.
כשמברך אסור לעשות שום פעולה ואפילו היא קלה כף החיים. Your side was 2 days ago, yesterday. כף החיים. Yesterday was כף החיים. יעקב חיים סופר בן רבי מרדכי ברוך, anyways, he said like this. The grandson of Ben Ishai. And he said, he was a big poisek. And his generation is a descendant of also a big poisek. So he says that when one makes a bracha, you should not do anything else. Just make the bracha. And a person has to know what he's saying, because if you start mumbling, it's like a bird making noise. Again? Baruch Ata Hashem. No, blessing you Hashem. That you created this. King of the universe. That's time to say the words. No purpose. The point is to bless Hashem. Yeah. It says in the Pasuk, Yimale Pi Tilatecha, my mouth. We filled with your praise, with praising you. Therefore, we learn from this pasuk. Chazal learned from this that when someone praises Hashem, he makes a bracha. He has to be filling up his mouth without anything else in his mouth. So you can't make a bracha if you have something else in your mouth. The mouth has to be clean when you make a bracha. Okay, and even if phlegm came up, you have to spit it out and then continue making a bracha. You can't take a bracha with something in your mouth. What's the kavanah when someone says Hashem's name, right? We say it's written in one way, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and a bracha. All the brachas is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we mention Hashem Adnus, right? So it's written one way, and we pronounce it in the other way. So a person has to have two things in mind. Yud Kei Vav Kei, you have to mind, have in mind the usual, the regular intention, which is Hayah Ove Ve'yeh. He was, he is, and he will be. He's infinite. Always was, always is, and always will be. Always merciful. Alright? And also that he's the master of the world. Adnut, Shem Adon. Adon is a master. So he also is the master. In the beginning, it could still be hard for people now to think, but if a person says it many times, and he has this in mind many times, it comes very easy. It's like, it's one split second already, he has it in your mind. He was, he is, he will be, and he's the master of the world. Baruch Ata Hashem, and he already said it. He's saying Hashem's name, and already he has all the intention in his name. He was, he is, he will be, he's the master. Not a difficult kavana thing. When he say Elokim or Elokeinu, right? That he is the master of all powers in the world. Nothing moves without Hashem. Okay. So we have to say any case, we brought down the halacha that at least the first bracha in the day, which is the first bracha we say in the day? Al Netilat Yadayim. First bracha we say, at least in that bracha, a person should have that in mind. At least the first bracha, you should start the day like that. There's a special prayer in some Siddurim I saw that it's hard for me to. I have in mind all the kavanas, but from now on, whenever I mention Hashem's name, this is my intention. Whenever I mention Elokeinu, that's my intention. There's a prayer. It's supposed to do him have it in the beginning. You saw that?
Okay. Is he doing?
It's supposed to do him have it in the beginning.
Yeah. Before Meisador, before even the entire table of contents, this is my desire for the entire day. Whenever I say Shem Adonut, I mean that it's Adon Olam. He's Adon Akol.
Yeah, master of all.
And whenever I say the Shem Yud Hei Vav Hei, it means my intention is that he's master of everything and ever existent, past, present, future. And whenever I say or read Shem Akim, that he's Tekif, powerful and.
Mighty.
Mighty.
And he's master of all powers in the world.
Yeah. And master of all the powers.
Okay.
So we get covered for the bed.
Yeah. If a person is able to, it's good to see, not everyone's able to do this, but it's good to see when you say Hashem's name, Shemabaya, to see it in your head. Yeah. With a nikud. Mm-hmm. Which when you say the bracha, which nikud, which vowels should I have? Not yira. Yira is standard in the day. You should have that those vowels. When you say Hashem's name in the bracha, it's good to have the nikud of le'olam. The word le'olam, forever. Lam it has a shva, so the yud will have a shva. The ayin has a cholam, so the hay will have a cholam. And the lamed has a kamatz, so the vav will have a kamatz. And the last hay with nothing in it. You're okay with it. A lot of us to do it, we'll bring it down also. And Shmoneh Esrei, there's other things. Yeah, it's Kabbalistic things. Some Sidurim, they're very good, they have Yud Kei Vav Kei. Together with Shem Adnus, together. Mm-hmm. Yud, Aleph. Hey, Daled. Vav, Nun. Hey, Yud. It's combined. Yud Kivavki with the Adnus together.
You just want to think
it, not to say it. You say Shem Adnus. You always say Adoinoi. And you say it in that way, not Adoinoi or Adoinoi. It's a mistake. It's brought down the Alachan, the Shabur means down. Be very careful.
And even the Hasidim, which don't know how to daven at all, correctly, I mean, they know how to daven, not correctly in Mile'el, Mile'ra, everyone is makpid to say Adonai, because that's how you need to say it. Or according to Sfaradi, Adonai, to emphasize the yud at the end. The ay, which the word brings it down. Or the oy, you say oy, ay, whatever you say. But pronouncing it milera. Milera means emphasis at the end of the word. How do you say in English that?
Accent.
The accent at the end of the word. Last syllable of the word. Yeah. Ooh, the breeze coming in. Hashem. Yeah, yeah, it's much better today than yesterday. Okay. Oh, how could it be that I just mentioned Hashem's name? Stam in the middle of the shiur.
In a shiur,
you're not doing exactly. Because you're giving a shiur, you have to teach people how to say it. Of course, you have to say it. And also, I'll tell you another thing, that we were in Chile, and people were washing their hands, and they wanted to know which bracha to make. If I say Hashem, they'll say Hashem after me.
Yeah.
And even if I answer Amen after the bracha, they'll answer Amen after the bracha. So I just said the bracha the way it is.
You
and you're allowed to.
Yeah, just start somewhere.
And you're allowed to, it's a rabaya. You're also allowed to mention Hashem's name in the praises of Hashem. Mm-hmm. Meaning songs of Shabbos songs, you'll not say Hashem's name. You're praising Shabbos, praising Hashem.
Yeah.
You're allowed to mention Hashem's name, the rabaya. In the time of Chazal, in the time of Boaz. The time of Boaz and Ruth, we just read the Ruth. The way they blessed each other was saying Hashem's name.
Mm-hmm.
But Chazal saw that people are not using it in a fitful way. Therefore, we don't say it anymore. We just say Hashem. If we're just talking about Hashem. But in the bracha, of course, in the tefillah, in the Torah, or in praises of Hashem, of course, you mention Hashem's name regularly, the way we pronounce, the way we're allowed to pronounce it. To say Adoshem is wrong. It's not nice to say. It's either Hashem or Hashem, the name of Hashem. Because Hashem means the name. It's making it big. Saying Adoshem, what are you doing? You're chetzi chetzi kaze.
Being silly.
Yeah, it's being silly, exactly.
People don't know.
No? So now they know. Now the whole world will know, right? It's an asur to pronounce Hashem's name the way it's written. You'd care, okay, it is to read it the way it is. It's asur. Right? And even if you want to say, you're not allowed to say the letters together. If you want to say all the letters, not K, rather Hey, they say Ot Yud, Ve'ot Hey, Ve'ot Vav, Ve'ot Hey. And you make the V a separation between the letters. But even in the mouth, you cannot make the become the combination of those letters.
Yeah,
very.
Yeah.
And Vav, Hey.
Yeah,
no, I'm sad though. If you break in the middle of it. Yeah, no fun. It's better to. We say Patach Eliyahu Ot Yud. No, you could say Yud Hey and then Vav Hey. Bestseller Gamon, but Patach Eliyahu, that's what it says.
Is that the prohibition is because it might be created an angel, and we don't know what that angel might do.
That's what you heard?
Yeah. If you pronounce it in a way that, because there's a way to pronounce it as a name and create angels that are able to do.
In the Testament, in the New Testament, I think it's written in the way that we don't say it. I don't know. I never read it. Why do I think so? Because when I was in South America, and when I was in Chile, in Argentina, so the lady over there, they were very Christian. They weren't Catholic. What's the other thing?
Protestant.
They were Protestant. So they loved Jews very much. Those gay people. I don't know why. Anyways, but so she tells, she always, she asked a question about Hashem. So she used to call them in the name that it's written. I told her, we don't say, you say this the name, the name. They were nice people. But they had all the books in this place.
There's a book called Witnesses.
Yeah, that's
where I came. Anyways, I threw out all the books. They had the books of the Oto Aish. One day I just threw them out of the place. I couldn't stand it either. No. There's a halakha that for some reason the Ashkenazim, some of them did not do it, and Moroccan do too much.
It worked too much.
There's a certain halakha. When you hear Hashem's name, you're supposed to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmai, like we say in Shmona Esrei. For some reason the Ashkenazim, a lot of times do not say it. Moroccans a lot of times say it in places where you don't need to say it. For example, like Kiddush, where you're supposed to listen to the whole thing without saying. Even though Baba Sadi said not to tell people not to say. If someone said, fine, he's still Yotze, the bracha. And because he can't tell people, oh, what are you saying? He's praising Hashem after all. He's saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmo. Blessed is he and blessed is his name. You tell him not to, that means you're disgracing Hashem. So don't tell anyone what not to do, what not to do. If to do it, not to do it. But we should know that if it's a mitzvah that you want to be yotze with, a bracha that you also want to be yotze, you don't say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmai. But if it's a mitzvah with you're not yotze with, Stam, now you're going to make it after bracha, you say Baruch Hu to Hashem. Everyone who hears Hashem's name has to say, bless him, bless his name. Baruch Hu, Baruch Shmai. Okay, it's halakha. It's not only Sfaradim or something, it's halakha. It's also Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also brings it down. And I saw a lot of places they do, people are makpid. I know some Menor Shapiro is very makpid. Every time he says Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. Someone gets Aliyah la Torah. Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. You're supposed to say that. But Kiddush, you're making other people Yotze, or you hear you want to be Yotze, so people should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmai. Or in the Blan.
Only say if you don't want to be Yotze.
Right. If you don't want to be Yotze, for example, he's making a Amoitzi, but you're also going to make your own Amoitzi. You're going to make your own Kiddush. Then you have to say Baruch Hu Shmai.
But if someone's making it after Baruch Hu Shmai, then you
just don't say Baruch Hu Shmai. You just listen and say Amen afterwards. There's Malach. We're not supposed to mention Malachim's names.
Right.
Yes, very dangerous. There's Malach Matat, but that's not his full name. His name is Matat, and then Reish Vav Nun at the end. And that's why when we want to mention his name, we say Matat. There's certain malachim which you're allowed to mention the name, which are Malachei Argaman. They're called the Rosh Tevas of Argaman, which is Uriel, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, and Nuriel. Okay? Those malachim you're allowed to mention. It's names also. We have here even Rav Nuriel. Right, and everyone knows Uriel and Michael and Gabriel. So these are names which are malachim which you're allowed to mention. For other malachim, there's all kinds of malachim. If you're reading, let's say, a Zohar or something, and mention a name of a malach, you just think the name in your head. You do not pronounce it. It's dangerous to pronounce a name.
What about that malach? Okay, Rabbi Akiva and the three other people that went to Pardes.
Right.
And there was a malach that was sitting down.
That's Malach Matat. We just call him by the first three letters of his name and without the last three letters of his name. Matat is half the name. The other part is Reish Vav Nun.
A number of years ago, of Moshe Mendel.
Yeah.
Bnei Brak.
Yeah.
Was lame. He had an injured leg. And happened in his, when he was a teenager or a young 20s, he was a young fellow, but he was already very knowledgeable in Kabbalah. And he was eager to speed up his understanding and knowledge of Torah. And he called the name of the, he wanted to call down the angel that's the minister of the Torah,
to help him out.
That he would, you know, just pour him a whole, you know, bottle full to him. But he made mistakes. And he called the angel of the fire to him.
Hey.
And it said the house of fire.
Wow.
And he barely got out, but when running out, his leg got burned. One of his feet got burned. He was laying for the rest of his life.
It's a Kabbalah Ma'asid, so it's very dangerous, huh? If you know how to do it really well. And big tzaddikim, they do it. Look at the Maharali created a golem with holy names. Sefer Yetzirah I used.
There's two ideas what is Kabbalah Ma'asid. The common concept is that it's Kabbalah that you do things with. But a lot of tzaddikim do things with Kabbalah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
The thing is, you have four worlds, or four world levels in the creation. There was Hashem start out with everything is total light. Then he did a tzimtzum, putting his light to the side.
Creating something.
There was a hollow space, halal panui. And within this hollow space, or so-called hollow space, he made the creation. So in the creation there's asiyah, yitzirah, b'riyah, v'asiyut. Kabbalah, and the thing is asiyah, you have... Well, that's sort of the absolute, everything is good. In Briah, like, most is good and a little bit of bad mixed in. In Yetzirah, it's about half and half. In Asiyah, it's mostly bad and a bit of good mixed in.
And that's where we are.
That's where we are. So when you do Kabbalah Masid, that's in the level of Asiyah, you have a lot of bad spirits running around as well. But if you go up to Kabbalah, Yetzirah, or Briah, you have a very chance of bad things not happening.
Right.
So Kabbalah Masid, that's where the real problem is, the one that uses just on the lower level.
And then you can be mistakes.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem. Mea brachot, kishin omeni. Mea brachot, David HaMelech, David HaMelech. King David, our king. David HaMelech, Yisrael, Chai V'Kayam.
Amen.
Yeah, he made a rule, he fixed. There was a plague, remember the story? And he saw that the reason why there's a problem like that is because what we can fix is if we say 100 brachas a day. Remember, all the most chashuv to say. So most days, a Jew which gets up in the morning and says all the blessings of till the end of Shacharit, and with the bathroom, if he ate something, he covered for sure 100 brachas. Some days it's harder, like Yom Kippur, or even Sam Yom Tov, which you have only two meals. So you have to make sure that you fill up 100 brachot. On Shabbat, also, you make, that's why you should make borei mineh v'samim, and this borei zeh v'samim, borei zeh, to make sure you make 100 brachot. Okay? The story about
the thing with 100 brachot, there's something very interesting about that. Rav Gitikalia.
What?
Rav Gitikalia.
The name of Rav?
Yeah. He lived at Kabbalah 200 years ago, something like that. But so the big Kabbalah was the Kadmonim, or the book Sharei Ora. In that book, he explains Shem Hashem, the different names of Hashem. And he explains there the importance of 100 brachot.
Yeah.
There's Yisrael, Levi, the Kohen. The Kohanim, they give their bracha to bring down Shefa, abundance,
right,
to the world and to Israel, to the tribes of Israel. But how do the Kohanim get power? They get in stages. When you give something, let's say you have an income, or you have a farm, you give Marcel.
Right.
Marcel, you give to Levi. Levi gives 10% of theirs to the Kohanim. So if you have to do 100 brachot, the power of 10 of them are given to the tribe of Levi, and that the power of one of them comes to the Kohanim.
And then they pour it back down to
the tree. They use that
the
as
channel,
a pipe to bring that. So if you do less than 100 brachot, from what you do, there's nothing to give to the Kohanim.
You get the idea what he's saying?
Gikitalia.
I say again. Gikitalia. One of the Rishonim is saying?
Yeah, on the Rishonim of Kabbalah.
Ah, it's so many, many years ago. It's very nice. It says, one of the important it is 100 Barachot, he says, the blessing comes to Am Yisrael through the Kohanim. The Kohanim, right, the priests, they bless us every morning. Now the soil, and Chutzlalat Saradin every morning. They bless Am Yisrael, but where does the Kohanim have what he has? His food, everything. We give Maaser to the Levi, and the Levi also gives Maaser to the Kohen. So if you give, if you have 100%, how much is 10% of 100?
10.
The Levi gets 10. And how much is 10% of 10?
1.
He gives 1, the power of Ram Bracha goes to the Kohen. And then the Kohen can bless you. So if you're giving, doing less than 100 Brachas, the Kohen, which brings down the Shefa, your channel is smaller. Channel of Bracha for you is smaller. So you want to give the 100 Brachas to the Kohen.
It's smaller, it doesn't exist. You don't even have a one complete, a single
right,
one.
Ah, it's a one Bracha. Without one Bracha, you don't have anything. Very nice. There's another thing to say 90 Amens every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If someone is not able to say, he didn't go to shul, or he's sick, or who knows what, and he's not around, he's on an airplane, there's no one to answer his Amens, he has no one to say Amen to, he could say 45 times the Pasuk, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen Le'amen, Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen Le'amen, 45 times.
His protection.
Yeah? It says from the Ben Ish Chai. It's from the Ben Ish Chai. He brings down, according to in the Machzor of the Sfaradim, that in the maybe not in the Sfaradim, in the Bidur Gadol Rabbeinu Nisim, on the Goinim. The big vidui that we say on Yom Kippur, it says there, we make a vidui, we confess and we say, we daven alone at home, and we nullify 90 amens, and 4 kedushas, and 10 kaddish, and 100 brachas. If someone does not go to shul, he's not daven minyan, so he's missing out. That's tzaddik.
Okay.
Tzaddik. The letters of Tzaddik is Tzadi, Daled, Yud, Kuf. That's a person's obligation. Every day they say 90 Amens. Tzaddik is 90. Daled is for Kedusha. We say Kedusha before Shmoneh Esrei in the morning. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. We say Kedusha during Shmoneh Esrei. Chazal Shad. We say Kedusha after Shmoneh Esrei in Baal HaTzion. And we say Kedusha v'Mincha. 4 Kedushas a day. That's the Daled of Tzaddik. Yud. 10 Kaddish. The 10 Kaddish in Shachrit, we say. And Kuf of Tzaddik is 100 Brachas. So if you want to be a Tzaddik, make sure you go to Shul, watch as you can. If you heard the Bracha, you're Chayat to say.
I think you can say, Amen, you can say the Bracha, but you know which Bracha is saying.
It's brought down that in the shul of the Rambam in Mitzrayim, a huge shul in the back of the shul, they couldn't hear the chazan in the front of the shul. So they used to have a flag. If it was Amen, he picked up a red flag. If it was B'chol Hashmoy, it was a yellow flag. If it was this, it was that. So yeah, he probably could answer Amen. But only if it's, you know that the person who's making the bracha is a kosher person. It's brought down that if it's a kuti, you have to hear the whole bracha, because he could say, maybe he said, Baruch Ata, tree, Vakeinu Melech Haolam, understand? So that's why you have to make sure it's a kosher person. So anyways, you wanted to say a story? Stories yeah. You're always open to.
There was an incident, if I recall correctly, in Spain, of some famous rabbi who was captured by the Goyish Memshala and had a very terrible death. What happened was,
oh, I heard the story, yes.
He was called and had to be present with the pastor, the chief bishop or whatever, I think it was bishop, gave a blessing to the king. And to prove his loyalty to the king, he had to say Amen. And if he didn't say Amen, it would prove he was disloyal to the king and to the country, and then would be executed terribly.
but the prayer, but the blessing was in the name of their hung mamzer. And so he was taken off and ripped apart to death. And his closest person was closest to his Gabai, his Shamash, was crying, how could this be? And so the soul of the Rav came to him and said, why he was punished and discovered that we killed because of not saying amen to Abu Dhabi blessing. Once a while back, he had heard a little kid.
A kid, right, that's
a child, 3 or 4 years old, say a bracha, and he didn't say amen because they don't know what's a bracha, but it's a little thing, Bernie knows what he's saying.
And he was probably a big tzaddik, so they judged him in Shemayim.
And he was punished on that.
And there's a concept, right? A bracha is like a goof, and your amen is like a shaman.
It elevates it.
Yeah.
So now this day is a chizuk for amens, okay?
That this point was of what the relationship between the bracha and the amenis is the main part, the center part of the machloket that was between Baba Shaul and Avad Yosef on how you say the last word in Kriya Gafin.
Is it Gafin or Gafin?
Gafin or Gafin. Rav Shaul said that the bracha and the amen are important to each other, but the bracha is a complete package on its own.
It's alone, so at the end of the word, at the end of the sentence, you say Gafin.
Gafin. And the bracha makes it higher, but the bracha is still a bracha without the amen. And Rav Avadya had them together no matter what. So I said the last word is the amen and not the Gafin.
That was very interesting. I know Rav Avadya is not going to say Gafin. So, another story from the Chiddush Ha'arim. A story from the Chiddush Ha'arim. He was raising up the Sasem. The story. His grandfather. So, once he saw Chiddush Ha'arim, saw his grandson, the Sasem, as a kid, crying, holding a candy and crying. He said, why are you crying? Eat the candy. No, there was no one. He said, I didn't make a bracha. He said, yes, I'll make a bracha. Yeah, there was no one to say a name, so he didn't want to make a bracha. It's a chashuv, it's a me'ot chashuv. So, now...
Not every child is like that.
No, what's that?